Aleishu Chelek Aleph Shin Lamed Hey. Ma'amar HaLishma Perek Daled Vehine Ilas Sha'arim, The Locking of the Gates, The Conclusion of the Sefer. Kol HaYegi'a La'amod HaNekudas HaLishma. The entire process, the toil, the effort in attaining Lishma, Avoida Tsefuna Utsnoahi, is a hidden, concealed Avoida. Ki Nekudazu Shera B'Imkei Siseh Alev. This point is deep in the heart. And it resides in deep layers of the Torah, under the surface. To the extent that the Talmid Chacham has managed to reach this deep point, he has to draw it from the heavens into this world of action. Think to yourself, Nekuda Daka Eliona Ruchanis, a subtle point, a spiritual point, Oimek Shebalev Shebatira, a point that is deep within Torah, deep in the heart. Eichef Shal Herida Ul Ha'atiko Issa El Techum Maaseh. How can one bring it down, transform it into an action here, El Tech Olam Chitzoin, in this world which is superficial? Ze Lo Yitachen Beli Hatzneya Leches. It is an impossible task without Tzeneus. Ein Lishma Beli Tzeneus. One cannot attain Lishma without this idea of discretion, privacy, concealment. Here's a pasuk in Micha, which we're going to quote a number of times in this chapter. Higid lecha ben adam matoiv u'ma Hashem doiresh mimcha. What is it that Hashem seeks of you? Ki im asois mishpat, to do justice, ve'ahavas chesed, to love chesed, ve'hatzneya leches im Elokecha, and to walk discreetly with your God. The author says, Hare Shloshes Chelke Kol HaTorah Kula. The Torah here is being divided into three parts. Veshalosh Madregois, in three levels. Aseis Mishpat is Kiyum HaMitzvois B'maaseh, to fulfill the Mitzvois. Ahavas Chesed is Gemilus Chasedin Loi Mehechach HaMitzvah, not motivated by the imperative of the Mitzvah, Ele Me'ahavas Nefesh, but out of love. Ve'atznei Aleches, Shemira Al Nekudah Pnimis Gam B'Sechum HaMaaseh. The last element, Atznei Aleches, is to preserve that inner point, even when it's brought into the realm of action. Yisbaru kan be'ezras Hashem se'ifei Torah se'tzniut. What we're going to do in this chapter is to explain various branches of this concept of tzniut. Shehi hi Torah ha'atakas ha'nekudah penimis l'soch ha'anagah chitzonis, which is, as we said, the teaching of transforming an inner point, a spiritual point, a subtle point, into external conduct. Ve'ya'us l'seim chiburin b'zeh. It is appropriate to conclude a sefer with this. It is a fundamental idea in the molding of a true Talmid Chacham. Isa betana de ve'iliyahu rabba perik chavches. The Midrash says as follows. It begins by quoting that pasuk in Micha that we saw above. Lechach ne'emar yigid lecha adam matoiv u'ma Hashem doresh mimcha. What is it that Hashem seeks of you v'chulei ve'atznei aleches im Elokecha? Al tikrei ve'atznei aleches im Elokecha. Beyond the simple pshat of the pasuk, we can read it as Atznei Aleches Imcha Elokecha, God is with you. And the Midrash comments, Kozman Shata Hoylech Imoy Betzina, as long as you conduct yourself with Tzina, who gam ken Imcha Betzina, Kadosh Baruch Hu respond in kind. Lechach Nema Atznei Aleches Im Elokecha. The author explains, Kli Hakibul Lechol Shefa Ulchol Beracha Yerdim Me'olam HaPnimi El Olam HaChitzoni B'Kdushav Tahara. That utensil for any flow, any blessing, any abundance that comes from the inner world to the outer one with purity, Zoi HaTzeneus. Tzeneus is that kli that can contain this bracha. V'tiye bracha zoi Torah, mitzvah, hanhaga, neis, peri veten, o miloy tzeneus. Whether this bracha is in the form of Torah understanding, mitzvois, conduct, open miracles, or concealed miracles, children, or wealth. Whatever it is, the kli is tzniyus. Afilu b'matzav shel Adam HaRishon kodem achit. Even in that state of Adam HaRishon before he had erred, ka'asher adayin hara haya shikir mukhlat b'enav, when evil was totally false in his eyes and things were absolute, kvar az haya chayav levchin ben pnimiyus v'chitzoniyus. He was already required to discern, distinguish between pnimiyus and chitzoniyus. Here's the explanation. The pasuk says, they were naked. Rashi explains, they did not understand the concept of tznius and ascertaining between, distinguishing between good and bad. Rashi, why is that relevant at this point? The Torah here explains what it is that triggered the involvement of the Nachash with the woman. He saw them naked and involved in tashmish openly, and he desired her. So we have three levels or three insights into Ra. Our state is that it seems to us attractive and good. That's the state of Adam Rishon before the Chet. Even before that, the idea of open and concealed. And that was the trigger for the involvement of the Nachash in a situation of Kedusha when there was no Yetzer as we have it. Furthermore, Gam b'matan Torah, כשפסקה זו המסן והיו במצב של אדם הראשון קודם החטא. Even at Matan Torah, when, as Chazal tell us, the author here is paraphrasing Chazal in Maseches Avodah Zarah, when the Zuhama, when this primordial impurity was removed from them, and they attained that state of Adam HaRishon before the Chait, even then, the Midrash quotes in this pasuk, Ve'ish al yira b'chol ha'har. No person should be seen on the mountain. The Midrash says, Haluchois HaRishonois al shenitnu befumbei lefichach shalta b'em ayin ha'ra v'nishtabu. The first Luchois were given openly, in public. Therefore, they were subject to ayin ha'ra, and they ended up being broken. V'chan amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but here, in the second Luchois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Ein lecha yafe min atzinius. Nothing is better than discretion and privacy. Sheneemar, u'ma Hashem doresh mimcha v'atzni aleches. Again, that pasuk in Micha. The author says, Il malei mikash shekazuv yevshal lo imroi. If not for the statement of Chazal themselves, it would be very difficult to say such a thing. B'matzav shel kedusha ila'a, situation of supreme kedusha, matan tira. Kasher rak ha'iseis galut befumbi, when there was a revelation openly, when the Torah was given openly, adayin ha'isa sham havchana shel chitzonius. There was still an aspect of chitzonius, of superficiality. Uvan echza ayin hara. And that's where the ayin hara attached itself, and it led to the destruction of the Luchois. Ha'ayin hara hazeis, hi ha'sakana ha'atzmis shel abriya gashmis in Yisrael Naim. This ayin hara that Chazal is speaking about over here is the inherent danger of a physical creation, a creation which can be seen, felt. Yad ha'boirei yisparach meishita meginzei ha'miromim shel ein seif baruch hu briya gashmis. The hand of the Creator produces from infinite realms a physical creation, which is now subject to the vision of a human being. And vision is already a limiting thing. Anything physical is limited, it's delineated, as the author now goes on to say, when the eye sees heavens and earth, is vulnerable to seeing this as some independent outside creation, ke'ilu bimkom ha'shamayim va'aretz en elokim, as if shamayim va'aretz are all that there is. That's the danger that's inherent in a physical creation. By virtue of it being physical, it conceals Hashem and can give the impression that that's all there is. Velohi, of course, that's incorrect. Ein shum davar chutz me'elokus, is nothing outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayimer bivikasa zimun, as Chazal put it in Brachois, a person who says in benching, umitu voy chayinu, hareze am haaretz. Kiim, rather the correct formulation is be tu voy chayinu, anu besoich tu voy zbarach. We live within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Vein klum chutz mimen zbarach. There's nothing outside of him. In other words, hare la amitoy en kan chitzoin klal. There's nothing external, ele sheish chelek ba'briya. There's just a part of the briya, the physical part of it, Sha'ain Shalit is boy, again subject to human vision, Shamayim Ba'atza Gashmim, the physical realm, Veshamu Mekomata Uzva Mechshol, that's where people can err. Oid Lifnei de Lifnei, Davchanas Vetavas Ha'arev Shibtan Ge'olam. This comes even before the concept of cultivating a desire for that which is in the world. The very existence of a physical world is already a place for, there's room for error there. With that in mind, let's look at the awesome scene. Shel Serafim Oimdim Mima'aloi, as the Pasuk in Yeshayahu describes it. There are Malachim ready to serve Hashem. Sheish Knafayim Le'echad, each one of them possessing six wings. Bishtaim Yechase Panav, with two he covers his face. Uvishtaim Yechase Raglav, with two he covers his legs. Uvishtaim Yoifef, and with two he flies. Uvatargum, the Aramaic translation, renders as follows. Bitrein mechasei apoi deloi chazei. With two wings he covers his face so as not to see. Uvitrein mechasei regloi deloi mischazei. With two he covers his legs so as not to be seen. Uvitrein yishamesh. With two he serves Hashem. The author paraphrases this. Loi lirois veloi lehirois vela avoid. Not to see, not to be seen, and to serve. Kol re'iyah v'chol her'us, any seeing and any being seen, sakana bahen. There's a danger. Leval yetze adam hachutza, so that a person can then leave that realm of the inner, of the holy, and be driven outside. Uleval te'apech re'iyasoi, haynu hasagasoi lechetzunius chas v'halila, so that his vision, meaning his perception, his understanding, should not be moved outside. This is the root, the source for the whole teaching of Tznius. Has the imperative for it. It is only through that discretion, one can preserve whatever matter it is in its pristine spiritual state. Like the seraphim who stand there to serve Hashem. Harei ha-tzni'us shomeres al kol shefa me'olam ruchani ruchani. So as we said above, tzni'us preserves any bestowal from the spiritual world. It preserves its spirituality, dakusoi ufnim yisoi, it preserves its subtlety and its deeper dimensions, gam kishu nichnas bischum ha'olam ha-chitzoni l'socho im ha-guf, even when it enters this physical realm. Torah u'mitzvois ketzad, how does this apply to Torah u'mitzvois? The Gemara in Sukkot of Memtes. What is the deeper meaning of this pasuk? It's in Shir Hashirim, Perek Zayin. It speaks about thighs. Why is it that the pasuk compares words of Torah to the thigh? The idea is to, the pasuk is trying to convey, just like the thigh is hidden, it's a part of the body that's generally concealed, so to the words of Torah must be concealed. V'hainu domar Rabbi Elazar, may dichsiv, again the pasuk from Micha, higid lecha Adam, matoiv u'ma Hashem doresh mimcha, what does Hashem seek of you, ki'im v'chule v'atzne aleches im Eloikecha, zoi hoi tza'as ames v'achnases kala lechopa. These are the two typical examples of this concept of a funeral and hachnasas kala, ve'al dvarim kal v'chomer, madvarim shedarkan la'asasan befahesia. When it comes to these mitzvahs, which are generally done openly, hachnasas kala, a wedding is an open, fairly public event, and so to a funeral, nonetheless, amra Torah hatznei aleches, the Torah tells us hatznei aleches there, dvarim shedarkan la'asasan betzina alachas kama v'chama, all the more so things which tend to be done privately. The author explains, Hare Esek HaTorah Betzin'ah Mizbarich. Involvement in Torah, when it is private, becomes blessed. Sheloi Birchovois Kiryah, not out in the open, in the markets. Ki HaShpa'ah HaRuchanis Shezachim Na'alede Esek HaTorah. That physical outpouring, that spiritual outpouring that comes from above upon the person who is involved in Torah, Hi HaGvoha Mikol HaShpo'is Sheba'olam. It's the most sublime of all outpouring that can be, v'zeichim la'davka l'day divrei Torah b'seser, as this Gemara says, one earns it specifically through concealment, or as a pasuk in Mishlei says, v'es tzenuim chokma, wisdom resides with the tzenuim. Uchvar shamanu b'gmara zoi, adeichal magi achivat znius b'mitzvois, the Gemara explains to us also in mitzvois, half all the obligations these guys. Ashe davka ala mitzvois shedakan la'asasen befahesia. Specifically with those mitzvois which are naturally and normally done in public. Ne'emar v'hatzne'a leches. We are given an instruction to do it with discretion and privacy. Leval tishloit ben ayin ra'a, so that they should not be subject to this problem. Ha'me'abedes es ha'nekudah ha'pnimis v'ofeches darim v'chonim lechatzonius, so that they shouldn't take this inner point and transform ruchanius into chatzonius. The Midrash says, hadar yir'a mitzvah, hadar mitzvah tzonius. The splendor of a mitzvah is when it's tzanua. Ha'oyseh mitzvaysav derech mitzvahs anashim ilumadah. A person who fulfills mitzvahs in a mechanical way, this is a phrase from Yeshayahu, does it in a mechanical way, einu margish klal, cannot sense, sh'amitzvahs einen ma'asim tiviyim kechativas eitzim v'helem patish. He can't sense that the mitzvahs are not physical acts like chopping of wood or beating with a hammer. Ela inyanim ruchaniyim gvohim. The mitzvahs are supreme spiritual matters sh'aboyre b'chasdo hilbisham b'tashmish kedusha, that the Creator has camouflaged in a physical garb. This person's approach to the mitzvahs, the way his perspective on them, they transform his actions of mitzvah, and it becomes a physical act in his eyes before he's even managed to discern the ruchanius. Come and see, in practice, what is preferable? Azus dikdusha le'oyse mitzvois davka begalui chev la'agaloegim. What is preferable? A certain brazenness, a certain commitment to do mitzvois in a revealed, open manner, despite the mockery of those who mock one? Oy la'asasam dechtzius. So is it better, rather, to do them privately? Hare harama kosav bahaga'a b'sif rishon b'shulchan aruch orachim. The Rama writes at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, ve'lo yisbayesh mipnei bnei adam ha'malegim alav be'avedas Hashem. A person should not be embarrassed of people who may be mocking his avedas Hashem, gam hatznei aleches. That last phrase is difficult to understand. How does it attach? How is it associated with the first part of the Rama statement? V'hagrosha mev'er keshedvam. So the Gaon explains the connection between the first part and the second. The Gro writes, "Ritzonon omar af shelo yisbayesh mikol makom kol ma sheyaseh be'atznei adif." The Gro explains that the Ramo meant, even though a person should not be embarrassed, and if it's necessary, he must do the mitzvah despite the mockery of those who don't appreciate it. But nonetheless, if you could do it privately, it is preferable. The Mesilas Yesharim speaks about this in a related vein in the standard edition, pages Kuf Lamed Ches and Kuf Lamed Tes. Says the author, Ad kan dibarnu al tznius b'torah mitzvois. So we've spoken about tznius in the context of Torah and mitzvois. Ulam gam kol shefa bracha yored alenu b'seser v'echavei. The concept doesn't stop here. Any bestowal of bracha, a physical, material blessing, comes down through tznius. Gam birkas gorin v'yekev, even the bracha of threshing floor and wine press, Chazal say, einah shira ela bedavar hasamui min ha'ayin. The bracha rests in something which is hidden from the eye, in Bava Metzia Daf Membeis. U'mabato shel ba'al ha'gorin ha'ba le'mododoy, when the owner comes to now measure it and he looks at it. Afu ein hara leumas soed abracham yorim. Even the gaze of the owner who wants it to be blessed, nonetheless, in comparison to the bracha that comes from above, has this aspect of limitation. Yan huroe b'enei basar umoded b'mishkal uvimida, because he can see it only with his flesh, with his flesh and blood eyes, with his physical eyes. He can measure it with his instruments. That's already a limitation. The physical world is limited within three dimensions. So whatever he does, no matter how positive the owner of the threshing floor is, when he looks at it, necessarily he delimits the amount that there is there. And Mimele, it's limited. Once his gaze is in that way, then he pushes aside the spiritual nature of this bracha, thereby he can cause its cessation. Furthermore, the same concept we've been discussing applies to the natural tznius of women. Her main function in the world is to produce children. Adam chai, to produce a human being. A being that is created by tzelem Elohim. Uvracha kazois, such a bracha, can only rest in a state of tzni'us, which the Pasuk in Tehillim describes as kol kevuda bas melech pnima, vadvarim berurim va'amukim. It should be clear by now and no less deep. Gam neis, asher mikoro ba'olam ha'elyon, misavei b'tzni'us, nisim, which of course have the source in upper worlds, also become formed through tzni'us. The primary example of this in Tanakh, Ba'asuch HaShemen Shel Elisha, when it came to that miracle, that little container of oil of the woman who came to Elisha, Kasuv, he instructed the woman, Uvas, Vesogart Hadelet Ba'adech Uvad Banayach, go and close the door. Isolate yourself in the room. Let nobody be there, just you. V'yotzakt Al Kol HaKelim Ha'ele, pour from this little container that you have into all of these numerous containers, V'amaletasi, and then the full ones put away. V'chosav Rashi Sham, Rashi comments, V'sogat Adelet, why did Elisha instruct the woman to close the door? K'void aneis ulavoy be'etznea. You should come in discretion. To summarize, Harei Torah Shlema, we have an entire Torah over here. Hamakifa, Torah u'mitzvois, it encompasses the concept of learning Torah and fulfilling mitzvois. Birkas Teva u'bikas Nes, it encompasses physical blessings in one's threshing floor, and Nisim, like in Elisha, Hasagas Malach, as the Malachim, we saw when they serve Hashem, it needs to be with Tzinius, Vanagas Nashim, how women conduct themselves, because they are the ones who bring about the birth of Tzelem Elohim. All of these fall under the concept of Tzinius. Umanoi alu hachoyishvim, how foolish are those who think, ki kol inyanah she Tzinius einah ela betil boishes, that the concept of Tzinius is limited to the realm of garb, of the way that we dress. When they speak in exalted tones about knowing the Creator, as if this was the daily bread, they never sense that that type of speech also requires a certain discretion. The fundamental idea is lishmor al nekudah hapenimis gam bedibur uvmaaseh, to preserve that inner point in our deeds and in our speech. The person needs das for this. The person needs to consider it carefully, to analyze it, and to be pikeach about it. Eifshar ve'asur lisher be'efes maase mitoch acharada pinte'alem min alev ha'nekuda pnimi. So on the other hand now, one cannot remain passive out of the concern that one will lose that inner point in the heart. Ki adaraba, davka nekuda pnimis miveda demase. On the contrary, that inner point is what should drive us to action, to put into practice certain things. Ela shehi makpida al kach. It's just that there's a hakpad over here. We're careful, shamase yetzinua, that the act ultimately should be tzinua. Velachen nikraim tznuim. The Rambam defines tznuim in the Mishnah, in his Perusha Mishnah, he says, Oysam ben Adam medaktikim al atzmam bedas. Those people medaktik, they do fulfill, they do put things into practice, the medaktik al atzmam bedas. Ve'ilu redas Rashi in Bava Kama explains, Hatzinuim ben Adam chasidim, shirotzim lesalek yedei kol adam min avera. They want to ensure that nobody transgresses, they want to distance everyone from avera. That inner point that we've been speaking about brings to dikduk, to punctiliousness and carrying its voice, as the Rambam put it, or lezikui harabim, it brings one to bring merit to the masses, as Rashi put it, mitoch tznius, through discretion. ובכל זה, and still, at the end of the day, etzem midas atznius, the root of it and the core of atznius is, as Rabbeinu Yonah puts it, ki hatzanua eino ritze biskalus iboy. He does not wish his inside to be revealed. He doesn't want to hang his heart on his sleeve. He doesn't want to be open unnecessarily. Kan mizgala lefanenu dmoisoy vehekefoy shel atamid chacham amiti. Here we see the true extent of the Talmid Chacham, who amad al pnimius b'Torah v'etzmo. He reached, after many years of effort, the inner levels of Torah, inner points within himself. Umitoich kach hu nigash ledikduk b'mitzvois v'la'avodah lezakos ha'rabim. It's through that, through his development of himself, that he approaches now great ken mitzvois, again as Rama put it, u'la'avodah lezakos ha'rabim, and in his work to bring merit to the masses, as Rashi put it. And throughout this process, he maintains his privacy and does not unnecessarily expose himself. Since it is not possible that when working for the klal, the Talmid Chacham should remain completely hidden and anonymous, necessarily through working for the community, there will be some compromise of his privacy. Chipsu umatzu rabbeisenu balei ha-musar nishmasam eden drachim. So the balei ha-musar searched for ways ketzad lishay tzinuim besoch ha-pirsum, how to remain private and concealed within revelation, within publicity. He'elim umaasem ad kama she'efshar, to the greatest extent possible, they hid their activities. V'chashen isparsimu umaasem, when those activities became known, they sometimes attributed these things to other people. It goes without saying that they didn't just follow this path of askanus, of working on behalf of the community. They analyzed themselves. They searched themselves with a critical eye. If it's not that yetzer of becoming well-known and the yetzer of publicity that is pushing them to activity for the community. Uvo ure ma shegila admoir meur enenu maran Rabbi Yerucham nishmasa eden, that's Rabbi Yerucham Leibovich Mimir, besugia divrachois lamedaled. This following sugya, what did he say? Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, ha'iver lifnei ha'teiva tzarich lesarev. A person is asked to be the shlech tzibur, should refuse. If he does not, if he just accepts the invitation immediately, he is like a dish without salt, tasteless. If he refuses too much, he's like a dish with too much salt. Klal gadol gilukan. Chazal revealed a great principle of here. Tamid hayetzer makdim es atzmoy umaga medavar shebetzibur. The Yetzer is always involved, and especially with things that have to do with the community. This individual who did not refuse to daven and immediately runs to the Amud upon being invited, doesn't realize that his Yetzer is running ahead of him to the Amud. The Yetzer is ruining the Tefillah. Because he's lacking the discretion of here to discern the approach towards the Amud, motivated by being well known and being noticed by the community, as opposed to approaching the Amud with the idea of being mezakeh the Rabbim through tefillah. Veha marbe lesarev, and the one who refuses and refuses again and again, gam baze yad yetzer ha-pirsum. Here too, the yetzer of standing out and being noticed is involved. Im behavlit anva, so either through the person imagining, exaggerating his humility, im beagvir ga'ava, or by increasing his ga'ava. Ki chayav adam la'atif atzimu b'chama levushim shel tzniyus. A person has to dress in a number of layers of tzniyus. Ve'lo la'afriz gam b'sevo lo geshes, and not to exaggerate in refusing to take on the role of a shliach tzibur. Ein derech slula letznius. There's no paved path to tznius. There's no marked road. A person wants to preserve that inner point. Le'ezer eloi kavu zakuk al kol tzad. He needs yata lishmaya with every step. Lechalkel devarav b'mishpat. To judge things correctly. Tzahalas ha'mesamech ha'san v'kala. The singing and dancing of a person involved in the mitzvah of being mesamech ha'san v'kala. Uvichyeh shel melaveh ha'meis. Being involved in a funeral and helping the mourners. Seruvoy shel hayored lifnei ha'teiva. A person who refuses to be a shliach tzibur. V'gam haskama so'amira. A person who agrees too quickly. Yad ha'yetzer b'kol. The yetzer is involved in everything. Nobody suspects himself, nobody is more self-critical as the person who's tzanua, lest he replace pnimius with chitzenius, sheker ve'emes, lest he replace emes with sheker, v'tamid oimed lifnei enav ma'amar zal, is always conscious of the statement of Chazal, matamar l'shem shamayim, just like Tamar was motivated l'shem shamayim to have a relationship with Yehuda, so to Eishes Poitifar actually intended l'shem shamayim to have some relationship with Yosef. And Chazal here teaches how awful are the mistakes in kavanah l'shem shamayim, that in the case of Tamar it ended well, but in the case of Eishes Poitifar ended terribly, even though she intended l'shem shamayim. Terrible are the dangers in that transformation from that inner point into the action, into putting things into action. Soif davar, our last statement. Hatera atzma, the very Torah itself. Pnimius kol ha'ila mois, the innermost core of all the worlds, nikres uman mutzna. The Midrash refers to the Torah as a hidden craftsman, hidden artist. V'hazechel ha'Torah, v'olech b'dachah b'emes, one who earns the Torah and follows its paths in truth, in sincerity. Zeche afulios, he himself becomes v'chach ye'el yikare shmoy, and he earns the appellation Uman Mutzna, a hidden artist. The author ends with a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem, Baruch Hanesenda Yaif Koyach Ul Ein Oinim Otzma Yarveh. Ad kan.